on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
The text just said, how hard would it be for you to come to Atlanta? And I knew that my dad was about to die, y'all. In that moment, my stomach just dropped because I knew it couldn't have meant anything else. I was sick to my stomach on Friday. If you have been here for the last week, then you know that my dad has been in the hospital, and it has been it's been a stressful week for me behind the scenes. This was, and if you've gotten a text like that, then you know that like it's not good. So I frantically called my brother, and I was like, "Wait, what is going on?" My dad has had prostate cancer now for 28 years, and he had gone in for a somewhat routine surgery that wasn't going very routine. I told you guys that last week. Friday, it had taken a turn for the worse because my dad got an infection. And
this is something he like has to do every couple months, right?
Yeah. So, and usually they go fine. It's like he's in, he's out. It's a pretty routine thing. But it hadn't, it had not, every now and then they don't go as routine. And that's just a very short version of the story for the radio. And unfortunately, though, he had gotten an infection. And you know, when older people get infections, it can go south pretty quick. So I call my brother and he's like, Dad, just he doesn't look good at all. Like my brother just got into the hospital. He's like, I don't know what to tell you, but I would hate for you to like not be here if something happened to Dad. And I mean, I just fell apart.
And I think he wants to give you all the information just so you can be the one to make the decision to come out.
Well,
here.
Of course.
Because I think what would be more heartbreaking is if you felt like you didn't have all the information to decide what you were going to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I call my boss. I start like looking up trips. I'm like, well, I got to get to Atlanta. Like I've got no option, right? So it's like, you know, it's like 5 o'clock on Friday. I start planning a trip to Atlanta. All of a sudden I get a call from my mom. She's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on, Mom? Like your husband's dying. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, I thought I'd just call and see what's going on with you. I'm like, I'm planning a trip to come see you. She's like, oh, no, everything's good. I'm like, what do you mean everything's good? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, no, I mean, it's been a little rough today, but everything's like going pretty well down here. And I'm like, wait, I'm a little confused. Like, what's happening? And she's like, well, no, I mean, Dad's not doing great right now. She's like, but I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen you for 28 years. And that guess this is like when you talk about having a life with someone, right? My parents have been together for 57 years at this point.
I was going to ask you too. Your brother doesn't live with them anymore,
they don't,
right?
No, they don't see.
So this is him going to see your dad. And also, it's totally understandable that he was afraid.
So my mom was like, listen, I have seen your dad go through this battle with cancer for a very long time. And I've seen him be up and I've seen him be down. And he's definitely down right now. But I don't think he's going to die from this. And I was like, well, what are the doctors saying? Like, literally, I just need to know, like, what are the doctors saying? Like, word for word, what are the doctors saying? And she's like, the doctors are not giving any kind of indication that he won't pull through. She's like, there's no guarantee.
Of course.
Like, he's very weak right now. Like, he's not, like, doing great. But, like, she's like, I have no indication that he's not going to pull through from this. And so I'm like, listen, there's a flight to Atlanta every couple of hours. If I need to be there, I you know, I'm definitely going to come. Like, does he want me there? She's like, no, he doesn't want any of us here right now.
Yeah.
He's in a terrible mood. He doesn't feel good. He doesn't want me here. He doesn't want your brother here. He doesn't want your sister here. He doesn't want anybody here. He is pissed that he is even here. He's like, she's like, please don't come. He's like, please, honestly, please don't come unless you absolutely have to. I don't want you to even have to put up with him right now. So luckily, after the antibiotics started to like kick in, things have started to look better. He's still in the hospital. As of this morning, my poor dad is still in the hospital waiting to clear up this infection. But the weekend has gone much better. But
when is he supposed to be able to go home?
They don't know yet. Okay. Unfortunately, they don't know. They're still waiting to clear this infection so they can get back and finally do the surgery. Mm. But it has been a very, very stressful week. Every time my phone lights up, I'm like, wait, is it good news?
But as of right now, is he doing okay?
He's doing better than he has been doing.
Like a couple days ago,
This is how I knew he was doing better. Like every day I check in, or every couple of hours I check in and see how he's doing. He was arguing with the nurses more and more.
Great,
so that's how I know he's in a better mood.
He's feeling up. So his spirits are up.
That's how I know he's more like himself every day because he's arguing with people like he always does. So that's how I know he's just more like his Jimmy Mac self. So, man, I don't know. It's been a very... I'm just my nervous system has just been shot. Just when you get a text like that and you just feel like, wait, I just so I don't know. If you pray, if you keep people in your thoughts, your prayers, you get a prayer list at your church, your group or whatever. I mean, I think he's going to be fine through this one, but
it was
very scary.
We're sending all the prayers and good vibes to your dad and family right now.
Scary weekend, man. But luckily he's back to arguing, so I know he's at least feeling a little bit better.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.